A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Daf Mem, Baba Basra 40a, pagination is 79, starting from the last line on the Amud and on to Amud Beis. The concept of Moda'a is that a person gives notification before an act of significance that he's only doing it because he's under duress. And therefore, he wants it not to count. The Aruch HaShulchan, Simon Reish Hei, observes, Gam Aveira Kisha'asa Ba'ones, Einonen Ashalze. We have a concept that when a person is under duress, there are cases where an Aveira also doesn't count. V'la Naira Lo Sa'asa Dover, a woman was assaulted, she's not liable. And there are such cases, even of Aveira. Over here, we're dealing with acts of acquisition, acts of agreement. The person is under duress, they're cooperating with the pressure because of threats that are being made. And therefore, before they go into that event, they will give a moda'a, they will give notification to Adam, and through that they will later, in some cases, be able to absolve themselves of whatever it is that they're doing and undo the transaction. In the case of a purchase that they were being threatened and forced into doing, they would refund the money that was paid for the property and they would get the property back. Amri Nahardoi, the Gemara says, Nahardoi said, Kol Moda'a delo kosev ba, if the Moda'a doesn't say clearly, Anan yad inon be ba'onsa de planya, we know that the ones of so-and-so was like this, and it's a valid type of ones. Love Moda'ahi. It's not considered a Moda'a if they can't identify what type of ones he was under. Rashbam explains that we're worried that every person, quite frankly, is under some sort of pressure, and that's why he's selling. He wants money, that's why he's selling. Many people would not sell the property if not for the fact that they needed the money. So everybody's an ones. Just because he comes and gives a moda'a doesn't mean anything unless we know what the moda'a is and it's considered legitimate duress, meaning to absolve himself of the transaction. Asks the Gemara, moda'a demai, what kind of moda'a, what's the case, what sugya are we in when you mention the word moda'a and you tell me I need to know what type of moda'a it is? Refers to what type of duress it refers to. Idigita, if he's giving a moda'a regarding a get, udematanta, or a gift, gilui mosa ba'almahi, all he has to do is reveal his intent that he doesn't want to give the get, he doesn't want to give the matana. There's no reason that they should have to know exactly why he's doing the moda'a and what kind of pressure he's under. These are things that if he doesn't agree of his own volition, they're not effective. And he's telling you he's not agreeing of his own volition. V'idizavini, and if it's regarding sales, v'ha'oma Rava says, lo kasvinon moda'a azvini. We don't generally write moda'os regarding sales, because Rava holds that once he's getting the money, in certain cases, it is actually a binding sale, even though he was originally coerced into agreeing to the sale, but he got the money, and it's going to be a good sale, according to Rava. There is a dissenting opinion. It's beyond our session to discuss, although we will allude to it. In any case, the Gemara answers La'olam Dizvini. We are dealing with Moda of the case of sale, Modi Rava. Rava agrees. Hecha da onis, if he's under enormous duress, a very unusual type of case, even Rava would agree to this type of duress, and they would write it up in the moda'a what kind of duress it was. Uchamaisa de Pardisa, it's the case of the orchard. Diahu Gavra, there was a case. Demashkin Pardisa lechavre litalas shenin, that a person was entrusted with an orchard of his friend for 3 years. And those were the terms. Basa da achla tlashne chazaka, after he got it for the 3 years, after which he was supposed to return it, Omar, he told the original owner, imizavnasli, if you sell it to me now, mutav, good, I'm enjoying the field, I like it, I'm willing to pay for it, v'ilo, but if you don't sell it to me, kavishna l'shtar mashkanta, I'm going to hide the document that was allowing me to be on the field for the 3 years, which said that after the 3 years I have to return it. V'amina l'kuchihi biyadi, and I'm just going to say, oh, I had documentation on a sale and I lost it. Now the original owner is in a terrible bind because this person has a 3-year chazaka. He's being threatened, not just with, you better sell me the field and I'll pay for it. He's being threatened with, you better sell me the field and I'll pay for it, or I'll take it without paying for it. At that point, even Rava agrees, Kahai gavna kasfinan moda'a, that on a sale, you would be allowed to write a moda'a, and in such a case, you would write it specifying what kind of pressure he was under. And as the Mefarshim explain over here, what he does is he walks over to the person and tells him, because you're threatening to keep it without payment based on the mashkon, the original entrusting for 3 years, therefore, because you're threatening to keep it without payment, I'm selling it to you and I'm going to write up the documents. And he says all this in front of the person with the witnesses listening. And then they realize that the reason that he's going to sell it is because of this. And they write the modah, he does the sale. Once the person bought a field that he was on for 3 years, he's making it clear that he does not have a chazaka. And at that point, the original owner is able to bring him into Beis Din, and the chazaka that he has no validity because people don't rebuy a field that they already bought and have a chazaka on. And therefore, he would be able to expose this person's tricks. In any case, we have this concept of moda'a. It clarifies what his intent is upon going in when he's being forced. And he will be able to bring out that moda'a information after the transaction to undo it. Rashbam writes that that's why by a get, you could see it in the Rashbam at the end of the smaller lines, 5 lines up from the widest lines. Umishum hachi takinu begitin, there's a takana by a divorce. The lo lemichtav gita, we don't write the get, at sheyivatel habal kol moda'os shemosar, until the husband makes a statement that he's undoing all moda'os that he made. Because we're worried that he made a moda on the way in to write the get, and later he's going to expose this get, according to his claims, as a forced get, and he's going to undo it, and it'll cause big problems, because we don't know if the get is going to be a valid get or not. And therefore we have him undo all such modaos as a very formal statement, so that as much as the get will do the divorce, and as much as the moda'a will undo the divorce, but a bittel moda'a trumps the original moda'a and undoes it so that the get will be valid. Another place, quite interestingly, that the word moda'a comes up is in Shabbos, Daf Pei Ches, 88a, where the Gemara mentions that at the time of Har Sinai, there was a degree of coercion that Hashem told the Jewish people, you better accept the Torah. It's absolutely necessary that you accept the Torah, otherwise the results will be dire for you, for creation. You need to accept the Torah. And therefore, the Gemara says, Mikan moda'a rabba la'oraisa. There's a major moda'a over here that could be argued. Says Rashi, Shim yazminem ledin, if Hashem brings us to judgment, lama lo kiyatem ma shekibaltem, why aren't you fulfilling that which you accepted to keep the Torah? Yesh lahem tshuva, they have a certain answer. Shekiblua ba'ones, we were forced into it. Hashem, the master of the universe, told us we better do it. So we did it. But there's a moda'a of sorts over here, because it was quite clear from the situation that we were under pressure, and therefore we had to do it. So we might want to excuse ourselves with the concept of moda'a. Amar Rava, Rava says, afal pikein, even though it's true at the time of Kabbalah Satorah there was a degree of coercion, we didn't have a choice. Hodo kibluah b'meach HaShveirosh, the story of Purim, takes care of that, because then they accepted the Torah out of love. Dechsiv, Hashem saved them, and then kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim, kimu, masha kiblu kvar, the Jewish people affirmed that which they had accepted, because the original acceptance had a degree of weakness to it, because they were forced into it at the time of Purim. They accepted it totally out of joy and willingly. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.